independent lawn and garden dealer, Dinah Green or DinahGreenInfo.com.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Is this the end of October?
No, it feels like it.
I almost feel like
it
I need
sure
to
does.
I almost feel like I need to go to the store and grab a bunch of Halloween candy. This is a Halloween night.
They have Halloween candy out already.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I do not mind fall. I actually am a pretty big fan of fall, but just knowing what comes after fall makes a lot of people hate it. But
fall is the equivalent of 7 o'clock in the morning when you're a kid. In an hour, school starts. You know, that's
what. There are a lot of negative.
Fall is the equivalent of Sunday night if you're a kid. You can't enjoy Sunday night. You know why? Because tomorrow's Monday, and you're going to school or go to work. So fall is the Sunday night of the seasons, and I wish I could enjoy it, but I can't, because all it is an announcement. You're going to freeze to death soon. It's like it's making a huge announcement that you're about to be so miserable, and your pipes may break again this winter and flood your house, which we still haven't completely finished redoing, but we've got about, another week to 2 weeks, and we'll be finished.
You know, in the winter when it's really, really cold, and you have days like this,
yeah,
it's like, wow, it's really hot. But in the summer,
oh yeah,
just came out
if,
of
no, if,
just,
if it's a day in the winter and it's 50s out, you'll wear shorts.
Yeah.
But if it's in the summer and it's like 60s out, you're putting a jacket on or long
fur
pants.
Coat. I'm freezing.
Oh no! If this same temperature popped up in January, convertibles would be out.
Oh yeah,
you get their motorcycles out.
It's weird.
Let's go fishing because it seems so much warmer. And that is weird. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on September 11th, 9/11. We're not going to do anything unless you have something you want to call and say, because think about it. What can we do? It'll be covered extensively and has been today and will be tonight. I don't think I need to tell anybody. We never should forget it. How could you forget it? If you're old enough to know what happened then, there's no way you could forget it. There's also nothing we can do. Remember when we were under that those color-coded alerts?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The government has issued, or Homeland Security says we're level orange. Well, what are we supposed to do about that? I don't care what color the level is. What the heck am I going to do about it? Be alert. How can you be more alert than you were anyway? There's only certain. Look, I'm not trained to spot a potential terrorist or suicide bomber. Hey, look, there's a young man with a backpack. I'll bet he's going to blow us all up. A lot of people have backpacks. I don't have trained sniffing dogs or anything, so I'm glad they put an end to that. How did that end?
Homeland Security Advisory System phased out April 27, 2011.
Good, because it was stupid.
There was red, severe, orange, high, yellow, elevated, blue, guarded.
Oh, my goodness.
And green, low.
Yeah. And as soon
I love the descriptions, too. Guarded, a general risk of terrorist attack. What does that mean?
It means every day and every hour of every day. There's always a general risk.
Elevated is a significant risk.
And here, if I'm a terrorist, you know what I'm going to attack? What's the best one? Green?
Green is low.
When
low
I
risk.
See that they've issued the green, all right, let's go. They're relaxed and they're convinced that they're we're not around, so let's show them we are.
But they used to say, "Well, we're red because we heard a lot of chatter."
Yes, it was always chatter.
And what is chatter? What the heck is that?
I don't know.
Is that a combination of intercepted emails and cell phone calls? I think it means any information or intelligence that they can gather, whether it's from informants or emails or. And any kind of communication, I guess, is chatter. But chatter doesn't seem like a serious enough word, does it? For the CIA and the FBI, we've been listening to some chatter. You know what chatter is? Hey, girlfriend. Let's get it. And that's chatter. They need a better word. They need a more frightening word. We've intercepted some threatening communication. Okay. Threatening communications. Or potentially dangerous, or make up a word. Dangjet. We've picked up dangerous chatter.
Dangjet.
Dangjet.
We've been intercepting Dangjet.
Might as well.
Yeah. Burke segment. It's a weird day today. I can't explain why, really. Well, I could, but I get fired. Do we have any Burke segment?
Yes, I have one thing.
I would like to introduce Eon. Real quickly, I'm sorry, but then I'll introduce you. There will be no yard sale day after tomorrow, Saturday. Two Saturdays in a row. And I apologize that you folks who listen were not informed of that. You were supposed to have been informed all week. That was the deal. The deal was that all week long, you would hear announcements that there'd be no yard sale Saturday. But those announcements weren't aired until this morning when I finally called it to somebody's attention. So my apologies on behalf of other people who didn't do their jobs. The yard sale will return 1 week from Saturday on the 20th. And as far as who you're supposed to call and complain to, I don't know the answer to that, but there would really only be two people you could express your thoughts to, and that would be McGraw, who's the program director, and Mike Dorsey, who is the general manager of the station. And you can find their email addresses or whatever on the website. And now, Eon the PM.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There's a big Apple introduction the other day. Was it just yesterday or 2 days ago? Did you hear about that?
I think it was 2 days ago.
The new iPhone 6. New iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah, what the heck? I saw that. 6 Plus.
And the iWatch. Did you hear about the iWatch?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
There's a very reputable news site called The Onion. I don't know if you've ever come across that, The Onion.
No.
Actually, it's not. It's not. It's
been around.
It's the satire website where
I've heard of it.
Stories that look serious, but they're mostly parodies and satire. So they did an article about the features of the new Apple iWatch. So I thought this is pretty entertaining. One of the features they mention, a 13-megapixel camera on the iWatch that enables users to take crystal clear pictures of their wrist. A second feature allows wearers to stop and start the flow of time. That's pretty cool,
that's good,
right?
Yeah.
It's discreet, but it's not so discreet that anyone would mistake it for a regular watch.
Not true.
It comes in a variety of colors and styles to express your personal submission to the planet's dominant tech company. It has an adjustable ticking volume, so that's kind of cool.
I don't hear very well.
Loud you want to hear your watch ticking. All the convenience of a traditional watch that needs to be charged every 12 hours.
Beautiful.
There's a built-in think piece regarding the increased connectivity yet simultaneous isolation of the millennial generation.
I have no idea what that means.
Its small size and intricate circuitry are able to drive twice as many Chinese workers to suicide as the iPhone.
Wow, we got enough of that as it is.
It makes it easier for muggers to see whether or not you're carrying an expensive electronic device because you're wearing it on your wrist. And the last one, another screen to throw into your current rotation of things to look at. Yeah. So that's all the new features.
Here's my problem with the whole watch thing. Unless somebody is 25... 30. I can't see half the time what's on my phone. I can't imagine trying
on your phone. Exactly. It'll never work.
No, I mean, I'm not going to watch videos on a watch, and I don't want to read emails on a watch, and I don't want to go get a website on a watch.
Exactly. It'll never work. So
agree with you. This is never going to really take off. The people with some money and they have to have the first,
right?
The first to have everything, they'll get it. Hey, look at this cool one.
It's yeah.
I don't want one.
One of the features are saying you can change all the different kind of styles of watch face.
You can do that with a fossil watch.
But people don't wear watches that much anymore, especially
exactly
younger.
Because they have
and
a phone.
And the people who do, like me,
want
an actual watch with hands and a face and the time.
Every other company has released watches already, and they've all been flops. So
I read one article talking about this thing that said, you know, the days are over when if you're getting a text, you have to reach in your pocket. And it wasn't a joke. They weren't kidding. And pull out and see what the text. You just hold up your wrist. Oh, like that's a whole lot of trouble to pull out my phone and see what the text is. Wow.
Well, the phones were getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Now they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, that I mean, I think the iPhone 6 is 4.7 inches, and the iPhone 6 Plus is 5.5 inches.
Dan, show them half of 4.7 inches.
There you go.
That's half of that. Like, double that, you got 4.7.
And I think mine is 4.... you're right under 5. I have a HTC M8-1, and...
Listen to him throw the lingo.
HTC M8-1.
X14 26B.
And I don't think I would want anything bigger than this size, because
then it's no longer a phone.
You can't really even grasp it anymore and do one, you know, hit things with your thumb at that point.
Now you watch. In a year or two, they're going to come out with the new microphone.
Yes.
It'll be the smallest
all the
screen.
Rage.
And everybody, oh my God, you put it in your shirt pocket.
Oh my
this
goodness.
Is so great.
2-inch screen.
Yes.
I remember the flip phones. Those were really cool.
That's a good story.
I know. Well, I'm going to get the... I'm going to definitely, the next phone I get, I'm going to get that big old Note, that Galaxy Note.
Yeah, that one's 5.1 or 5.2, I think.
Well, you need to be able to carry a phone. I'm not a woman. I don't have a purse. I put it in my pocket. I used to do
it. But it would have to be pretty wide to not fit in your pocket when you think about it.
I used to wear a belt clip, and then, I'm not kidding, I read an article about how nerdy women think you are if you have your phone on your belt. And I stopped.
Really?
Because I thought every chick that looks at me thinks, look at that nerd. Look at that goofy geek with his phone on his belt.
I wear mine on my belt.
Well, I rest my
on
case.
On you, it looks good.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Caddyshack. Hey.
I rest my case.
Nice hat.
Oh, it looks
but
good
I have
on you,
it
though.
Covered with my shirt, so you can't see it.
Oh, well, that's
it's kind of like the guy who walks around with a big bunch of keys hanging off a key ring.
Oh,
he thinks he looks important. No. No, you don't. You look like the janitor.
Yeah.
I know you think it means I've got access and clearance to all the doors and locks in this building. You don't look important at all carrying a bunch of keys. Now, if you have to carry them, that's fine. But if you're doing it because you think you look cool, you don't. And it was funny how that article and the way it was written changed. Every time I see somebody with a phone on a belt clip now, I look at it differently. I go, wow. Did you know girls don't like that? That's what I want to say to him when he walks by. Phones are ringing. I don't know why. What else do you have for the Berkshire?
That was all I had.
Dan, you have anything?
No.
I don't believe you had a contribution yesterday either.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
2 days in a row.
I think I did.
Two of the last three you did not, and I'm making notes of that. Let's close the Berkshire. We can go to the phones. Today is Thursday. You know what that means? It's talent show day. Now, here's the way this works. If we go two Thursdays in a row with not one contestant, the show is over. Now, the three of us have all agreed already on who so far the winner is. I know who it is.
Mm, yes.
And if he ends up winning, I want to bring him in here to perform what he did on the phone for us. It was really entertaining. But maybe there's somebody out there better, and maybe it's you. So whether you call to be a part of the talent show, or you just want to vent, or you want to gripe, complain, compliment, ask a question, we don't care. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Let's start with Ray. Ray, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Amen to PM, buddy.
Thank you, Ray. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, we got this doctor that walks around at work. He's got a bunch of those keys hanging on his keychain on the side there. We call him Schneider, like from One Day at a Time.
Yes. I remember Schneider.
Yeah, he's always walking around. He's got those keys. That's all I want to say, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. He called just to say he knows a guy who has a bunch
doctor,
of keys.
A doctor, right, didn't he?
Yeah, you don't see doctors.
No, wearing keys on their belt.
With a bunch of keys. Doctors always had pagers, but they don't have those anymore because we don't need them. And what happened, I wonder, to the pager businesses? Don't you know that when cell phones became what they are now, they're going, no! No, what? No! What do you...
What?
You can text people.
Yeah.
Yeah, there goes the pager business. Jim is here. Hello, Jim.
Hello, AM and the PM.
Thank you. Everybody's talking loud today.
I know.
I'm not sure why. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good thing about that watch they got, you can get an earpiece for it, and you carry it in your ear like those, you know, Bluetooth deals, but they're not big. They're little. It goes in your ear.
Right.
And the microphone on the watch, you can, when it rings, you know, your mouth is usually near your wrist, you know, where you can talk. You talk, and you hear, and it's great.
Wait, hold it. My mouth is not usually near my wrist. It's not on hanging on my side.
Those things are so sensitive, you don't have to put it right up there, like, you know, but as long as it's arm length away.
Yeah, I there's nothing about it that appeals to me. I don't...
Yeah, you're going to see a bunch of Dick Tracys walking around talking,
yeah, into their wrist and then squinting, trying to see the text that's on the watch. I don't know. I don't get it. Anything else, Jim?
No, sir. That's all.
Thank you. You're right. Dick Tracy was the first. And I mean, what is it, 60, 70, 80 years ago?
Yeah.
Dick Tracy calling Go-Go Gomez.
What?
He was always calling Go-Go Gomez.
How do you remember every single thing you ever saw?
Because that was like Dick Tracy calling Go-Go Gomez.
This is Maxwell Smart talked into a shoe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was pretty clever.
Shoe phone. That's what we need next.
Keep waiting. It'll come. Seymour, how are you?
Hey, hello, everybody.
Seymour, everybody.
Hi, Seymour.
What's up, Seymour? Yeah.
Listen, you talked about that watch, that new watch, and there's going to be people that run right out and get it. But
a few.
It made me think back in the 70s, I worked in a mall down in Jefferson County, and it was around Christmas time, and there was a guy selling watches out of the trunk of his car in the parking lot, and they were the Pulsar digital watch. That was the first digital watch to come out.
I can see it in my mind because a buddy of mine, and this was the early 70s, it was, you're right, it was the very first LED, and it lit up red.
Right, exactly.
And it was a silver bracelet. I can see the exact watch. And my buddy came, he called me, and he said, wait till you see. He came over, and he said, look at this. And I looked at it, and it was just a piece of red plastic. I said, what the heck? Is it a bracelet? Blank. And he said, no, watch this. And the time lit up, and I thought, wow, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
They sold for about $350 back then, which is a huge amount of money.
His was $475.
This guy was selling them out of the back of his car, and he had his trunk open, and people were buying them like crazy because he was selling for $175. And he would tell people, you got to take it to a Pulsar dealer, and then they'll start it for you because these just came out of the factory. And people were snapping them up.
Yeah.
And he said the Pulsar representative was up in Clayton. Well, he was there a Saturday and a Sunday, then he was gone. And the next week, people were going nuts because
it wasn't Pulsar.
When you push the button, it read 1245 all the time.
Yeah, they were knockoffs. They weren't Pulsars, but people were stupid enough.
Exactly.
But I can't believe you mentioned that watch. That was the first watch that wasn't an analog.
Everybody had to have one.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for that memory. Thank you, Seymour.
Yeah, but he was beating him out of $175 a piece.
Yeah, there's always a guy out there who knows how to make money off people, and My buddy had one, and I couldn't afford it. It was $425 or $475, but it was just red LED, and that's all it was.
You wonder, man, is it? But now it can't get any better than.
No, that's what I thought. But here's the thing: you needed two hands to look at your watch because you had to reach it with the other hand and push a button. And finally, they got wise to that and thought, we've got to figure out a way that you can with one hand
activate it.
So they. If you just kind of turned your wrist, just sort of shook it, then it would light up for 5 seconds to tell you the time. And then I thought, okay, now what could be better? now they've done it. Nothing could beat that. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
I'm just out here selling produce on McKelvey, Maryland Heights.
You got any good watermelons?
They're coming, yeah.
Because I cannot seem to get a decent watermelon. The last three or four we've had... Man, just not what I consider to be a really good sweet watermelon.
We can get you a good seedless.
Oh, now you're talking. So what's going on, Dan?
Kind of cold out here, freezing my butt off out here, but having a good time.
I don't know if I'd call it cold. It's cool.
Yeah.
But for produce people, I guess this is cold. So are you at a stand?
Yeah, I'm out there right now on McKelvey Road here across from Grace Church, yeah.
Yeah, and what are you selling? What all are you selling?
Oh, we got squash, we got homegrown tomatoes, the big beef masters, we've got jalapenos, habaneros, green peppers, all kinds of good veggies, and pumpkins.
You know I'm going to send you a bill for this commercial, you know. And since you said homegrown tomatoes, Peon, you got to find the song Homegrown Tomatoes. I haven't played this for years. It's a great song. Peon, you hate tomatoes, right?
I do.
My boys hate tomatoes, but there's a great old song. It's just kind of a stupid song, but it's called Homegrown Tomatoes. Maybe we'll play that for everybody who loves a good homegrown tomato.
Please do.
All right. Well, stay warm, Dan.
Yeah, I called in for that amateur hour.
Oh, you got a talent?
Yeah, talent, yeah.
What's your talent?
I sing.
And in the style of anybody, or is it your own style?
I would say it would probably be like Pat Boone.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people don't know who that is, but I do.
Ages me.
What are you going to sing for us?
My Home's in Heaven.
All right, give us a short version. Go ahead.
My home's in heaven, just waiting for me. And when I get there, how happy I'll be. My home's in heaven. The rent is free because Jesus paid it on Calvary.
Now, Dan, if you've heard this before, you know how it works. We don't waste people's time by telling them that they're finalists if they're not. So if we ask for your phone number, that means you're a finalist. Hang on. Okay. We're going to have a conference, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. Dan?
Yeah?
We don't need your number.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, that's so nice. I almost feel bad. Good luck selling that produce. Anybody near there, stop in and get some fresh produce, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man. Even though we canned him,
he's still his buddy.
Yep.
He still called me buddy. Let's check in with John Londoff, see if he thinks it's cold. Cold? How about let's go back to 10 below zero last January? It's not cold. It's just a little chilly temporarily. John, how are you?
Can I call you buddy?
Call me anything you want.
Frank, my buddy?
Yeah, sure.
My big buddy, Frank?
Let's not get crazy. Let's not get carried away, because big implies fat and heavy. And,
no, it doesn't.
Well, it kind of does.
Muscular, to be muscular.
Remember, that's a joke. I'm not muscular.
They used to say good buddy. When you would say good buddy, that would mean...
No, that was CB talk.
10-4,
yeah,
buddy.
But they
Mike Shannon always says, hey, big boy. You know? Hey, big boy.
I've never heard him do that.
Yeah.
There you have.
No, I don't know who that is. He's another station. He's on another radio station or something.
Well, I guess that is.
Good buddy was CB talk, and then I found out, for whatever reason, somebody decided that was gay.
Yes.
Remember that? And
yes.
And if you go on, hey, good buddy. Hey, good, what's your 10-20, good buddy? And the guy would come on and go, oh, I'm not your good buddy. I like girls.
Really?
It went from being the CB lingo to being gay. I don't know how that happened.
Heard that?
Oh no! Yeah. Oh, later on, you did not say good buddy.
Were you ever big in to CB?
Huge. 1975 and 76, like the rest of the world, I had a CB in my car, and almost everybody did.
I didn't. I mean, I was driving. Roommate Charles Benton Musselwhite III.
Musselwhite.
Yeah, Musselwhite.
Oh, what a nerd!
What a name!
Musselwhite. Yeah, he was great guy, funny guy.
Well, you were an exception.
He was a big CB. He's a big CB guy.
Well, everybody again.
That was annoying. I mean, we're going from Dallas to Houston, and after like 30 minutes, 45 minutes of that, you're like, you know, you wouldn't just stick that microphone, you know, around his.
Because nobody had anything to say yet; they were all yapping.
Oh yeah.
Right. And channel 19, that yeah. was the, and I think it's
break 19, break 19.
Yeah,
this is all about Smokies.
Yeah, 75-76, 1975-76, you were in the great minority if you didn't have one. I had a Cobra, top-of-the-line Cobra,
in my
1975 Chevy Caprice.
What was your handle?
My handle was Bullshooter.
What?
Bullshooter.
They go break 19 for Bullshooter. You got your ears on.
Hey, did you see the seat covers on that car just went by?
Yeah.
And I'm in the rocking chair. And here's my great CB story from 1976. I'm on 270. I work at an ad agency, and we're going to shoot some film for a TV commercial. And one of the women who worked at the agency was following me. And I noticed she got in some traffic and I couldn't see her anymore in the mirror. And she was, I at that time, like 5 miles behind me. So I said to her, I said, I'm going to pull over on the CB. I said, I'll pull over and you'll see me on the side of the road. Flash your lights. And when I see you in the mirror, I'll pull back out in front of you. And this guy comes on, break 19 for the Bullshooter. And I said, yeah, come on. And he said, you can't sit on the side of an interstate. You can't, it's against the law. And I said, well, I'm waiting. It's just a couple of minutes. I appreciate it. Thank you. And,
I know where this is going.
Yeah, he came on again. He said, hey, Bullshooter. He said, I see you're still on the side of the road there. He said, that's against the law. I said, look, I'm just waiting for a coworker at work. And so I didn't say it in these words, but I kind of had the tone of mind your own business. And that's when I saw the police lights in the mirror, and it was a state trooper. And he had given me like 3 warnings about sitting on the side of the road. And that's when I realized I should have moved on.
So did he come up to the door and go, excuse me, you Bullshooter?
No, he did. He walked up to the car and goes, so Bullshooter, I guess you just didn't want to listen to me.
I guess you can't take a hit, can you, Bullshooter?
I said, well, I didn't know, you know.
What the heck's wrong with you?
I didn't know you were a police officer. And he didn't ticket me. He said, look, I'm not kidding. You can't sit on the side of the interstate waiting for somebody. It's not a parking lot, so move along. And I did. Yeah. And it worked out.
It's a little dangerous, too.
Yeah, maybe you didn't hear me the first time.
I have to tell you, what happened to the CBs was it started to become so filthy that families would shut them off because they didn't want the kids in the car listening to that stuff. And seriously, nobody had anything to say. All you ever said was, what's your 20, good buddy?
Yeah.
And then they would say, any Smokies up ahead? And they'd go, yeah, at the 42-mile marker. Thanks, good buddy. That was it. That was the entire conversation. That's all anybody talked about. And it burned itself up in about 2 years. But John, there were people that borrowed money to open CB shops.
Uh-oh.
There was a CB store on every corner. Everybody sold CBs, and they were out of business in a couple of years. It was a huge fad, and thank goodness it died. And we didn't remember now, no cell phones, so it was a way.
That was a way to communicate.
If you got in trouble on the road, you could go on and go break 19.
So when did you get your first cell phone? Yeah, I think you told me that you had that one's that great big,
yes,
like 80, something out of World War II, you know.
It was 82 or 83, Motorola. It was the first year that Cybertel hit the market, and it was a Motorola. It was $2,700, and the rates were 10 cents a minute. There were no packages. Every call was 10 cents a minute. I couldn't get it fast enough.
All I had was a back phone.
I had that later.
For years.
I had to have a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to CBs. Everyone, you know, ended up having a cell phone.
Yeah, CBs died before cell phones came out. Mm-hmm. I think people just... Oh, and if you had a base unit, Dan, remember the base unit had a little more coverage. And when Dan and I worked at Kix 104, we were in the Gold Tower at Westport. We had our engineer go up and put a CB antenna on top of the building, which is illegal. And we talked to truckers and put them on the air, which is completely illegal. You can't put a truck driver without his knowledge on the radio. But we did it. It was fun.
So we had Bob Hoffman.
We had the highest CB antenna in town.
You're just crazy.
No, I loved it, the CB thing, for about 2 weeks, and then I, like everybody else, I got tired of it. It was kind of like you were eavesdropping, too, because you'd listen to two other cars talking back and forth, and you could hear truckers picking women up at the truck stops. They'd be making arrangements over the CB. Yeah.
It's terrible.
That was great. It was great. So what's going on today?
You know, it's business is good. It's a little chilly out there, but I love it. I mean, you know, it's almost to that time of the year. Almost
hockey season. Right. Oh, boy.
No, it's not hockey season.
Duck season.
It's closer to duck season.
Yeah.
Do you know how to prepare duck confit?
Do I? Let me think about that. No.
I love duck confit.
Well, you know who makes some unbelievable duck confit?
Mimi.
Mimi's brother, my brother-in-law, John Keneally. Oh, he's a chef, and he went hunting with us at the club last year, and he brought, I mean, one of those great big aluminum pans, not one of them little ones, you know, this thing, I don't know, it had to be, almost 18 inches, long and 10 inches. He filled it with food, sausages, and the duck confit was right in the middle
what is it?
He's bread, you should have. There was no talking at the boot room that afternoon at Wing Shoot Farm for a good solid 30 minutes.
No, let me show.
Oh, man, that's good.
Let me show people what 18 inches here. It's double this right here. Here, double that. You got 18 inches.
What makes duck confit?
It's kind of a crispy. It's hard to describe. It's got a crispiness to it.
I think it's cooked in its fat. And then it's pretty difficult, but then it's pulled apart, and it's just, what is it? You must have Googled it, Ian, so you're asking.
No, I didn't. No, I've heard of it, but I don't know what makes, I've never had duck.
It's just very well
kind of
done.
Duck.
How about this? I will find out. I'm sure
it's French, we could tell that, confit.
With feet, right? Isn't that what it means?
Or without feet. Cone means with, so yeah, it's duck with feet. That's got to be what it means.
That's good.
Way to go.
I don't think it's duck with feet. You know, this is truck month.
It is?
And
I didn't know that.
You know, I don't know if you all noticed, but, after Frank got his Corvette, he didn't really start asking for a vehicle any longer. So I am...
I gave up.
That's right, it's truck month.
Well, you know, say that again.
That's his truck voice.
That's right. It's truck month.
It's truck
month.
Why do they do that in commercials? You know,
that's a great question.
It's truck month. Like, you got to be, like, really cool.
Yeah, they think that everyone who drives a truck
sounds like that.
There's
not
a lot
true.
Of women.
Climb up into your truck.
There are many women who love to drive pickup trucks.
Well,
right
guess
now.
Who's going to get a pickup truck to drive?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it's truck. It's truck.
Well, hold
it's
on,
truck.
Hold on. I think he said. Look, this is a big announcement.
Wow,
give me a
kidding.
Well, hang on, Bruce. Bruce, give me. You got a timpani? Give me a timpani roll here. Hold on 1 sec. He's going over to the timpani. He's running. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. Here's John Landolf. John.
Frank, I'm here to tell you that Monday mid morning, they're going to get a Silverado Crew Cab LTZ dropped off at the house for you to drive for at least a week to 2 weeks and let you see it is the absolute
Now that is, you know what, now that's not necessary. Okay.
Bring it by my place.
Nope. He doesn't want to let you drive that for a few weeks, and I think we'll get a Tahoe. I mean, these new Silverados, they do not drive like a truck.
I don't think
they're
the older ones, even the older ones didn't drive like a truck because I've driven them.
It's hard to believe how you can improve on perfection. You know how you can tell the number one trucks in the land? When you go to an automobile auction and you've got hundreds of people that are buying and selling cars and trucks. These are professionals. This is what they do for a living. And my sons go now, John the Third and Sam Lawnduff with Mark Thornton. And you'll see when there is a great-looking Chevy pickup truck that's a year or 2 or 3 years old or even 4 years old, 5 years old, you'll see a gathering, 20 to 30-plus buyers gather around that truck to look at it. You know, another model goes through, not even half, not even close. So everyone talks about just how great, that's the greatest truck in the land, that Silverado pickup truck, and it's beautiful, and it rides like a luxury car. So,
and
Monday, Get excited. I hope you can sleep Sunday night. You're going to be so excited.
No, it'll be like waiting for Santa Claus. I won't be able to sleep. And by the way, to your son's credit, he called me today, but I was busy following up because I told you be on the lookout for a perfect, pristine avalanche. And he's called me already to talk about it. And I said, I'll call you back. We'll talk. So he's doing
his
job.
That's another thing. You know, your great listeners are, excuse me, our great listeners. if there's a vehicle that you want and you go on our website and you call us and we don't have it, we'll get it for you. You know, 24, 48 hours, 72 hours, we will do all the work, all the legwork, and then, of course, do a lot of the interaction, the numbers online. You know how many vehicles we sell today online and back and forth with the internet, with emails. And it's great because it's right there. You can take a look at a trail from day one, two, three, or four, and you know exactly what, you know, transpired from, you know, because sometimes we're looking at different models. But it's a great way to buy. We're here till as long as you want to keep us tonight, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And with a big, big, big weekend and a little bit of a change in weather. And I know you're a country fan. Have you heard much of Zac Brown Band?
I will be there tomorrow night at the concert.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't been to Riverport in at least 8 years, but I'm going tomorrow night to see Zac Brown.
Well, maybe I'll bump into you. We're going to.
All right, and we probably will see each other, I guess.
The phone number here is Johnny Long, actually, the world headquarters here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or, as we said, 24/7, 365, lawnduff.com. And we'll take great, great, great care of some of the greatest people out there, AM and the PM.
All right, we're out of time, but real quickly, obviously you're a Zac Brown fan. Do you have a favorite Zac Brown song? I would say to anybody, you listen to the song Chicken Fried. It's called Chicken Fried.
Zac Brown, Chicken Fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Dan?
Okay, I'm going to tell you one thing. That is my least favorite song, and it's their biggest hit.
It is.
Well, the words. Listen to the words of that song. I love that song because it basically says, here are all the things that I love about living in America. I like my chicken fried. I like a pair of jeans that fit just right, cold beer on a Friday night, and the radio on. It's just a really great song. So maybe give it another chance.
Well, when he plays, I'm sure be up, standing up and clapping.
I'll be looking for that. I'll be watching for that. All right, we'll send you some business.
I can't wait.
Thank you, John.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, Chicken Fried. A terrific song. And then Walking Away, as she's walking away, is another good song. Zach, the first time I ever heard Zac Brown, the funny thing is, I didn't hear Zac Brown. I heard the Well Hungarians do Zac Brown music. And I said afterwards, wow, that song you played, and I mentioned Chicken Fried, and then I mentioned as she's walking away, and they go, yeah, that's Zac Brown stuff. And I said, who? I didn't even know who they were. But they did such a good job sounding like Zac Brown, the Well Hungarians, that I became a Zac Brown fan. So now I've got a couple of their CDs in my iPod already. We're going to break and come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. This report brought to you by GEICO. What's it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. Starting to get a jam up on southbound 270 around Highway 44. You've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane. So a little bit of slowdown there. We have eastbound 40 is slowing, approaching 141 up through Mason. Westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. We also have on Route 15 eastbound is being diverted off to 158. Once you get off there, follow the detour because they're working on, they're filling in some sunken piece of the road that sunk. So Route 15 eastbound at 158, you're being diverted there. And this report is also brought to you by Subway. They're celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
September 11th. 2001.
I've never seen a scene like it.
At 8:45 Eastern Time on a clear day on the southern tip of Manhattan, not one but two aircraft plowed into the World Trade Center.
Plumes of smoke and gases as the collapse happened began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run.
We do have some videotape of the second plane, and you can see it there.
Oh, whoa.
This is crazy.
We're under attack.
Going into the building.
We're under attack.
Coming around the Statue of Liberty, and he was lining himself up so he could head right into the building. And this was deliberate. I'm going, oh, my God, this guy is going to head right for the building.
Right.
And he just dives right into the building.
The Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, all airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed.
Make no mistake. The United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
The Big 550 KTRS remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Hi, this is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show, and I've got news. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn, and why? Because the proper nutrition will encourage better root growth, disease resistance, winter hardiness, and kick your lawn off to a better start next spring. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. I've told you about the other Fertilome products because they really work, and they work hard. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does too. So why not do your lawn a favor and try some Fertilome Winterizer this fall? Believe me, I've tried them all and always come back to Fertilome. Stop by your independent lawn and garden dealer and look for the Fertilome name. By golly, you'll just love what Winterizer does for your lawn. And it does it longer than most foods because of its special formulation. Fall is the very best time to feed your lawn. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food does just that. Go get some. Fertilome Winterizer Lawn Food.
Hi, this is Ron Jacober, and I'm going to make your life simpler. As you set out on your deck or your patio, you're looking around, you're worrying about the next time you're going to have to seal it. That's a terrible job, isn't it? Well, you don't have to if you call David Monahan at Seal Max Plus. You can sit on your deck and listen to the ballgame or go play golf instead of sealing that deck. Seal Max Plus has an internal sealant for wood and concrete, and they're now in their 11th season of sealing decks and docks and patios and driveways all over the metropolitan area. SealMaxPlus.com can answer any questions you have about their 25-year product warranty. There's a great video that shows you the process. They're the original permanent sealing company. Don't be confused by other companies that use a similar name. You can hit a home run with Seal Max Plus process. Don't strike out by doing nothing this season. Give Seal Max Plus the opportunity to earn your business. 636-294-6299. Call David Monahan or go online to SealMaxPlus.com and see the process. SealMaxPlus.com.
Hello, parents. It's your old friend, the voice of reason. Yeah, it's been an experience getting the kids through high school. Together we faced years of how comes and you nevers. Now we get to have the college talk. Hey, here's an idea. Why not consider St. Louis Community College? Hey, I'm the voice of reason, remember? A degree or certificate from St. Louis Community College is a great way to prepare your student for success. There are lots of options and time enough to choose a major. Courses in over 100 programs taught by top professors. Credits that transfer to universities nationwide. And the best reason of all, you're going to love this. The value. It's one-third the cost of public universities. So when we get an earful of, why can't I? Let's make the smart move and say, you can. St. Louis Community College. It's the perfect place to start or start over. For more info, visit stlcc.edu/get-started.
When choosing a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you need to choose a place where residents can truly enjoy their golden years. Victorian Gardens Independent Senior Living in Eureka is that place. This is a brand new, maintenance-free retirement community that is unlike any other senior living community you've seen. It's kind of like a retirement village with all the amenities that seniors need. There's first-class dining served every day, a full medical staff, library, activity kitchen, and a lush garden courtyard, perfect for lounging and relaxing. Come visit Victorian Gardens for yourself, 15 Hilltop Village Center Plaza Drive in Eureka, next to Dickie Bub, or call them today at 636-587-3737. When you compare any other retirement community to Victorian Gardens, you'll see why Victorian Gardens Independent Senior Living Community is the way retirement should be. 636-587-3737 or go online at victorian-gardens.com. Victorian Gardens.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Due to Missouri football this Saturday, go Tigers! Oh, sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Due to Missouri football this Saturday, Retire Worry-Free with Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez is moving to a new temporary time. This week, get objective and unbiased answers to retirement and investment worries on Retire Worry-Free at 4 p.m. Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS. Go Tigers!
If you want to make smart choices about your retirement, listen to Straight Talk on Retirement this Saturday at a special time, 8 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, you just heard, those are called promos, when they promoting the fact that something's coming or not coming. That was to let you know that certain programs will be shifted or moved around. You didn't hear any of those this week up until this morning for the yard sale. But I will tell you, the yard sale won't be on this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock. It will be the following week, the 20th. Let's talk about First Community Credit Union. What do you say? I won't take much of your time. That's what salespeople used to say that would come to when salesmen would come to your home. Good afternoon, ma'am. Listen, I won't take much of your time. I actually won't take much of your time. I need about a minute or so just to ask you if you have a good reason for banking where you bank. The answer is probably no. And you probably also don't have a real good reason to leave. So I'm going to try to give you at least a couple of things to think about. Rates that are very competitive. I don't care if you're borrowing money or saving money. You want to think you're getting a really competitive rate. Service. Everybody says it. Every business. Great service. Friendly people. Been here since 1587. They'll say the same thing. There is a different level of service at First Community Credit Union that unfortunately you will never really get to experience unless you become a member, a customer. That's what we're called, members. So I'm inviting you to join me and a whole bunch of other people, thousands of people who do their banking now at First Community Credit Union. And at one time they all were banking somewhere else. So why did they leave and come to First Community? You'll see lots of great reasons. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com would be a great place to start, or stop in at any of the 40 locations. Stick with us. We're coming back. It's